Jesus, we sing in me. Amen. Could we just sing one more? Just that chorus. Be still and know that I am God.
Still and know that I am God. Still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Sing it one more time. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am God.
Amen. Lord, help us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're grateful for what you've done for us. We're grateful for this time to be gathered here in your name. Father, we do ask that you would just give us grace tonight to be still. Lord, amidst the storms of life and the age that we're living in, we know the prophets are just such a neurotic age. And so we ask for grace in this hour, not just tonight, Lord, but in this hour, this season that we're in, to be still, Lord, to rest in you, to be confident in you, in your presence, confident in your voice, confident in your leading. Father, I just grant it, even for me, for all of us, I'm feeling, I need that, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm not the only one feeling that tonight. Just ask you to settle our hearts down and quiet us and just break bread, Lord. We're looking to you to feed your people, to be lifted up and glorified, we pray. We commit ourselves now in this time into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much, musicians, so much. Wonderful service as always. Mm-hmm. And yeah, good to see each and every one of you. Your mom, did she take off? She did? Okay. So it was high and goodbye. Brother Marcos, we have a wonderful brother here tonight. Would you just come up and say hi to the people here and online. Just give a greeting. That would be a blessing. Thank you.
Well, it's familiar facing now. This is the second time that I'm here. And it's something that the technology can never do to see one another's faces and enjoy one another's fellowship. So it's good to be here. I want to say hello, everybody. I would just to be here again. And I hope it's okay so I've shared a portion with you. We had a wonderful fellowship with Brother Don. He hosted me a few days. So I take a week off, and so we've been talking a lot and answering questions. So I've been very good, and I wanna read a scripture that is in Luke 10:21, and it says that in that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed unto the babe. And that strikes me recently because I have read this scripture several times before. But I used to think that revelation come from a growth man, like it's mature. But I see now maturity different now. Mature is babe. So I've been pondering this. So I've been learning that. What is maturity mean now? So I want to share this with you. I want to just read this because it's so wonderful to see all over again and become brand new. And for us human beings, we used to think that maturity is when we had all figured it out, you know. But now it's totally opposite. So I want to say hello. And I appreciate you, and appreciate Brad Don, and every one of you. Say, love you. God bless you.
Amen, amen to that. That is so good. God, you know, just love. It's always been amazing to me to think of God in simplicity, just right there at the opening of the seals. That's so significant. So, Lord, keep us all in that place as babes who can learn, who can be taught, who can, yeah, listen. So, thank you, Lord. Just actually that kind of ties in with the thought tonight, so we'll get into that in a minute. But I just want to encourage everybody tonight and just remind you, you know, you, every one of you have a testimony. And I mean, many testimonies. And sometimes I think we get a little bit down. Maybe we don't feel very significant. We don't maybe feel very spiritual or something. But you have a testimony. And one thing specifically that I'm thinking of right now. There's many, but you could say, "This is my testimony. I'm standing in the darkest of times." In an evil age, I'm standing. You're here. He's keeping you.
Amen.
That is a testimony. So just you hold that and you show that to the devil if you need to. I don't know, but you have a testimony. You're all a blessing. So I just hope that's an encouragement. And we're living in a tremendous time. And I think another thing, just before we get into the word here, that, you know, always remember, young people, thinking of you, but all of us, the wheels of prophecy are always moving, always turning, whether we see them or not. But it's pretty amazing to be living in an hour where we are seeing things happening. And I'm thinking of a few things specifically. I don't know if you saw, I think, Dad, did you put that on Grace Ministries, but the Vatican created a stock index where only companies, you know, with a Catholic roots and a Catholic faith can trade. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. Brother Russ was traveling, and, you know, I'm just, again, just sharing a few things. There's many, but we know the vision about the driverless cars. And for a while, we've been seeing pictures and prototypes and things. That's no longer pictures and prototypes. It's happening. You're seeing those, you know, out on the West Coast especially. But so anyway, just amazing times that we're in. I'm exciting. I think, again, as Brother Bram say, what a time, what an hour to be living, to be, you know, he said, if I could pick a time, I would want to live right here, right now, the opening of the word and the things that are unfolding before us. What an awesome hour. What a time. I just pray that our hearts are encouraged in all these things, really, and in all of it. I don't know. I think it's a season of, just as we sang there earlier, to wait on the Lord. Find the joy, find the strength in waiting and listening and being still. So We're just going to share a few things tonight and kind of in that thought and just hearing his voice, waiting on him. And I think the theme is just something the Lord, I hope, just trusting him to bring it out. But you are begotten from him. You are begotten by that voice. You are the spoken word of God, right? So you have been begotten by, and therefore you are attracted to that voice, and you are separated to that voice. So we just want to draw on that tonight for a little bit. So if you would stand with me, we'll open up with a few scriptures to get started. And we'll start with John chapter 10. And I think, you know, these are familiar, but I think they're more rich to us, more meaningful to us all the time, more precious to us all the time. John 10 and verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice." Oh, then, aren't you thankful? "And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands." What security, what safety, what an anchor. So you take that, my sheep hear my voice. Your hearing is your anchor. Your hearing is your connection to him. Your hearing is your, thus saith the Lord, to you, your identity. Uh-huh. What an awesome, awesome, beautiful thing. Okay, and then Matthew chapter 13. And verse 16. "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear." Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And I think we just, it's so striking to me that in this day that we have these things, and each one of us has to, I think there's this journey and this process of growing up in our faith and becoming so secure in that voice that we've heard, that we know. And the things that we go over tonight, I mean, it's rich, it's beautiful, and to be honest, it's good for us, because as we look into these things, you know, don't get me wrong, we love each other, we love our fellowship, but as you go into the Word of God and you examine these things, it's you and it's him, period. Churchianity, any form of it, just goes out the window. Amos, we know in the book of Amos, it tells us there's going to be a famine, not for lack of bread or water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. So that's such a precious thing to us, again, in this day, to be able to see, hear what we hear and see what we see. It's your own position, your own identification. So we want to look at the scriptures tonight and just trace it through the Bible, and again be reassured in the sense of our security in him, our identity in him, and hearing his voice. And again, and just simple, boil it down maybe for the young people, it's this simple: God wants you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to have a relationship. He wants you to listen. He wants to speak. It's precious. So the look at the journey and the process of this through the scriptures, through our lives, through the men and women of the Bible, just tracing out a simple but critical theme through the scriptures: his seed hear his voice in every age. Why? Because you're a part of that voice. You're a part of him, a part of who he is. Now, we'll kind of bounce around here. I apologize. I don't have my notes. Sometimes I think if you were to look at my notes, you'd probably be like, whoa. But, you know, you just, Lord gives it. And so some of these things might be a little bit out of order, but let's just, I wanted to go back to the beginning, book of Genesis, if you would turn back there. And I thought this was just kind of a striking thing. Genesis chapter 3. We know that the conversation here, Brother Derek, you know where I'm going, maybe. But I think, you know, we have a, pardon? Praise the Lord. Just a, you know, this here is so striking to me, is this, you have this conversation here, and we have Adam and Eve, we have the serpent and everything here, but we're going to just jump down to verse 8. And this, of course, is after the fall has taken place. And we know the battleground is in the mind. And again, we're dealing with voices and things all around us constantly. But look at this. Verse 8. And they heard, here we go, heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst. And I just thought, what a strike, you know, think of that. So on so many fronts, just to think God, his children hiding the day before, or whatever it was, communing with them. And here they are hiding. Oh, how that must have broken his heart to think of his children. But what one of the things that really jumped out at me is you can see, if I can say this, this is what I see here. I just, one of the many things. Look at the connection there. They heard the voice and they hid from the presence. There's a connection there between the voice and the presence of the Lord. And I just thought that's beautiful. So his voice, true hearing, when we talk about hearing tonight, true hearing that his seed, it again identifies you with him, but that hearing his voice, there's a connection there between his voice and his life and his presence. And true hearing brings that life and that presence into the heart and life of the believer. That's communion. That's fellowship. That's angels ascending and descending. You remember that? I mean, that's what we are called to, brothers and sisters. Okay, let's now, like I said, we're jumping around over to the New Testament now, John chapter, 1 John chapter 1. So now in the New Testament, this is so always so beautiful, I think, as we read this. So yeah, verse 1, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we, here we go, we have heard, we've seen with our eyes. Our hands have, which we've looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we've seen it and bear witness and shown to you that eternal life. There it is, that hearing, that seeing, that recognition connects you with him. That's your identification. It was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Present tense, right? That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you that you may also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father. There we go. Yeah. You in communion, fellowship, truly hearing and seeing. Now, this is a different kind of hearing. Many heard in that day, many have heard in this day naturally, but there's a different kind of hearing that connects you with his life, that connects you with your source. Was that only, were these words only for them at that time, or is that for us at this time as well? For us right now as well. Why can you hear? Because you've been begotten. Jesus said, and I just have this in my notes here, you can, John 18:37, Pilate said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered and said it unto him, thou sayest I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. There you go. There is your identification. There is your security, hearing his voice. Amen. So we can see through all of these things how hearing identifies you. Hearing separates you into a world with him alone. When we are talking about true hearing, we are getting into Enoch territory. I believe that. For before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We just see all these things perfectly lining up together. And again, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So just meditating on these things, these are a few very, very familiar quotes, but I'm going to go ahead and share them anyway, because I thought they just fit right in. Paradox. So you guys probably have this memorized by heart, but we'll share it anyway. He says, Lord Jesus, thou art a paradox when God was made flesh. He says, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll manifest yourself this afternoon, proving to us here today, not only proving to us, he says, I suppose 90% more of the people sit here believe that every word, but that we might see you again. I like that. And let them know, that the word that you spoke, that's still traveling around and around, just like a record. He said, let us move into that record. I believe what he's telling us is what is taking place between you and him when you hear, when you are truly hearing his voice, truly hearing from heaven. Let us move into that record today, Lord. Let us move in and not hear it just like it was coming secondly from a man's mouth. So something supernatural happens when we hear. Something in another realm, another dimension, and he's describing it beautifully. Let us hear it. Let us move into it and not hear it just like it was coming secondly from a man's mouth, but let that mouth, ooh, and person and people all sitting here become your word. Don't you see that beautiful connection again between God and his children, his subjects who have that ear to hear? There's a change, there's a power, there's a life transformation taking place when we hear his voice. Amen. And then I'm moving on to the next one, perfect faith. Because I believe that true hearing does this work. True hearing separates. He says, and when a man lives by faith and walks by faith, I mean substance faith, he is from the entire world. I don't know about you, but that has just been heavy on my heart lately, and it calls to me. It's how Father saying, okay, you're mine, and I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to reveal myself to you. You're isolated from the entire world. Now, we don't want to, don't look at that in a negative or a wrong way, but it's you and him. You and him in fellowship, you and him in communion, and once you've heard his voice, and you're in that place walking with him, the beauty is it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's just you and him, and you're so safe and secure in that voice, in hearing from him. He says he's isolated from the entire world and becomes a new creature in Christ. He says, now you're getting into bride material. Amen. You're getting into rapturing condition. Here we go. Now he says that means for each one of us, not just the pastors, deacons, trustees. That means for the laity, every individual walks in a world with God alone. Amen. And I believe he's moving us more and more in that path, in that direction, deeper into a deeper fellowship, because that's really what these things are. It's fellowship restored. Him speaking, us listening, and that communion that he's bringing us back into, back to Eden. He says, there's nobody in there. So he walks in a world with God alone. He says, you're baptized into this kingdom and there's nobody in there but you and God. What sweet fellowship. Now together, we come together and we encourage each other and we point to that. But every one of us has to be in that place with him, in that fellowship, in that communion with him. He says he gives the orders. But what does that mean? It means he's speaking and you're listening. So hearing his voice. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He gives the orders and you pack them out. Whatever he says, there's not a shadow of doubt. Nowhere. You walk right on. If the Lord says this, there's nobody. Here you go. If the Lord says this, there's nobody in the world that can talk you out of it. I love that. You go right on just the same. Now you're coming into perfect faith, perfect perfection that cannot fail. That faith never fails. He's a mystic. He was a mystic to them with his perfect faith, and so is it now with those who have perfect faith or a mystic to others. Amen. Go down through the list. I love, you know, I love more and more all the time the men who have stood and walked alone. Noah, one man against the world. Get comfortable. Get comfortable walking alone with him.
Amen.
Learn to listen to his voice. And that's what he's doing. I believe all of us, it's a journey. It's a lifelong process of hearing and walking and communing with him. All right, let's turn to a few more in Revelation chapter 3. I hope this is a blessing to you. Okay. Revelations 3 and verse 20. I love how Brother Branham, okay, we're familiar with this. There's a place where he breaks this down so beautifully, but well, let's just read it. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." And now, Brother Branham, he says there in that first phrase, "Behold, I stand at the door." That's he's speaking there to the church, to the age. But then look what comes next. If any man, to the individual, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come where? In to him. Sounds a little bit like the bride coming of Christ to me there. Him in you, breaking bread, you and him alone. Isn't that beautiful? Oh boy. Okay. And there's life there. We know Isaiah 55 says, "My word will not return to me void, but it's going to accomplish. It's going to do exactly what I please because it's life. It's his life." Just as we read in the beginning, the voice and the presence, the life of God, it's all there connected. So you take these things as your identity, your security. Turn with me back to the Old Testament. I'm sorry, back to the Old Testament just for another quick scripture in Deuteronomy. Back to 32. I think this is just so beautiful. He's so many places in the scriptures you can see the desire, the heart of our Lord crying out, "Listen, give ear, hearken, pay. I want to speak to you. I want to speak to you." 32 verse 1 says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, the showers upon the grass." Turn with me to the New Testament now, back and forth, sorry. John chapter 5. We know this one by heart as well. Who wants to, just before we get there, go ahead and say it for me. John 5:24. Yep. Keep going. Half. Exactly. Let's just go ahead and read it all together. John 5:24. And I was looking at these, and this is what struck me. I thought this was just so beautiful because on Sunday, as Dad was ministering, and we were talking about the resurrection guarantee, just continuing, and I thought, you know, I see this right here, verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life." The hearing, I would say, continue with that theme, the hearing guarantee. When you can hear, because you can hear, there's a guarantee. Is there any doubt reading that, that if you hear, this isn't going to happen? He says, no. He that heareth hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. So that's your security. That's your anchor. That's your identity. And then one more John, just one chapter over. We got them connected this time. Yay. John 6. A little closer together. John 6, 45. And here we are again. The hearing guarantee. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, every man, not most, not many, every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. There you go. Do you see this theme throughout these scriptures? You and him, he's speaking, you're hearing. It's that channel. Oh my goodness. That's so beautiful. Let's go back. This is in the Easter seal. This is, he says, let's take another man with his quickening power. There was a man way long ago by the name of Enoch. When a new thing come along, when something come along and said, well, now we have to go to back to the old school or this or that or the other. Enoch walked with God. I like that picture. He's just in that channel. He's walking, not moved, not tossed about. He says, now look at it. He says, whatever God said, Enoch never missed one word. Well, there we are again. Amen. Enoch never missed. He's listening. He's speaking. He's in tune with Father. And you know what? You say, amen, that's me. That's what you're called to. Don't look at self. Look at the fact. Don't look at your failures. Don't look at the spirit man. Just there's something inside of you that identifies with this word that says yes. Something that we inside of you that can recognize and receive, and you say, yes, that's who I am, and this is coming. This is where he's taken me. Enoch walked with God. Whatever God said, do. Enoch never missed one word. Oh, I like that. He walked with God. What was he? He was the Son of God. He was an eagle that had been called to that day. And when he was come, come time, he was so full of that quickening power. Remember, he'd walked with God 500 years or more before God and did not one time he missed his word. Not one time did he misbehave himself. Not one time did he do, but kept the testimony. Everything that God told him to do, he went and done it. No argument about it. He just went and done it. No matter what anybody else thought, he went and done it. Why? He was so full of that quickening power. And when it come time for the old man to die, God just sent down that ladder. He walked home, quickened him, took his mortal body up in the rapture. Amen. That's that quickening power. But you see that picture of, again, one man in communion with God. Hearing, listening, walking. I think sometimes in our, you know, our own, maybe our humanness, we sometimes maybe overcomplicate and go maybe so more deeply spiritual than it maybe really is. It's just that simplicity of that walk of listening and hearing and submitting to him. Amen. Let's just look at a few more to turn with me over to Acts. And I couldn't, sorry, Hebrews 12. And it's just thinking of, again, another picture here as we think of this hour that we're living in, the things that we're partaking of in this hour. And we know in this book, and of course referring here to that time when they begged and they pleaded and they said, Lord, don't speak, let man speak, you know. And it was sin at the beginning that separated, that brought that interruption. Man hid himself, but through that blood atonement, that process of restoration has begun continuing to move. And now in its final culmination in this day, we've gone from a physical mount where they're stopping their ears and saying, please don't, we can't. Now, in a spiritual sense, we're in a mount, we're in a place hearing his voice, and I think the bride is in love with that voice. The bride is hearing that voice, and that voice is leading us back home. So I just think these are some awesome pictures. Hebrews 12 and verse 18. We know this, but he says, you are not come unto the mount that might be touched and burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, the sound of a trumpet and voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated, should not be spoken unto them anymore. Think of that. They could not endure. There you go. They could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned, thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you, brothers and sisters, are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that your food is not him that speaketh. He is speaking today, if you will hear his voice. For if they escape not him who refused him that spake on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he promised, saying yet once more, shake not the earth only, but also heaven. This word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaking as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, here we go, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby may we serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. What a picture. What an awesome thing, brothers and sisters. What a day that we're living in. And by his grace, I believe we are ones that we can hear, that we are hearing that voice. Separate unto him in this time. Amen. Okay, just a few more. I said that, didn't I? 1 Kings chapter 19. How could we not go there, right? So I think, again, talk about be still and know, and just that stillness and the quiet. Wow, he's given you the ability in the most neurotic and most crazy, most disruptive, most intense time of all. Somehow there's a channel you receive. You can hear his voice, and we will get. I believe he's bringing to that place where nothing else moves us but that. Pardon? Oh, sorry. All right. 1 Kings 19 and verse 9 said, he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small. Amen. There you go, bro. There's your anchor. There's your security. There's your identity. That voice that speaks to you. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. You grow more secure and more safe all the time in that. Amen. Brother Bram says, I love this in the message. Musicians, you can come. I'm just wrapping up here. He says, in the message, spiritual food in due season. I want you to get built up now in this holy oracles of God in the faith of this hour. So go back to the beginning. We've talked about faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. But he's, I love this. He says, the faith of this hour. So what is faith? It's revelation. So is there a revelation given in this time, a hearing of his voice in this time that brings a revelation? He says it's going to take more faith than was ever in any age, for it has to be rapturing faith to be taken up. So he says, we want you to believe in all you've seen, heard, the word that we've heard preached, the signs and wonders you've seen done. We want to accumulate that all together in your heart and consider it, whether it be of God. And I believe, I love that. I believe we're doing that just as Mary. She held these things, pondered them, treasured him in her heart. What he said, he hears, he cherishes, he walks it. Isaiah 30, 20 and 21 says, and thine ears, yours, shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when ye turn to the right hand and to the left. You and him hearing, walking in communion. Proverbs 8:34, blessed is the man that hears me, heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting. That's what you're called to. There's your Enoch walk, hearing, listening, in communion with him. One more as we close. And is your wife life worthy of the gospel? And I think this is just in very sobering, but I also think we'll say just beautiful and encouraging. He says, he's talking about the different churches and the ages and moving on. He says, Pentecost saw it. What did they do? They moved out of the Wesleyans and the Nazarenes and so forth. What did they do? Build a little fence around it. They'll never build a fence around it. He says, we are called oneness. We're Trinity. We united all this. What did God do? He moved right on. He's moving. Are we walking? Are we listening? What comes next? He says, we cannot do that. We've got to follow every day, every hour of the day, listening. Every step of the way, we've got to be led by Jesus Christ. If we don't, we take on an organizational life. Lord, help us. We'll just end one more time. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. You're called to walk with him alone. Listen to his voice, follow his voice, walk with him. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just adore you, Lord. Your word is so precious. We thank you for what you have given us, eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord. Our heads are bowed. It's because it's only grace. We know there's no goodness in any one of us. There's nothing we can claim. You in your sovereign grace have done these things, and we simply say yes, Lord. We love it. We love your leading. We love your word, your voice, and Lord, we just hold your hand. We hold you very close. All these things, as we treasure them in our heart and say, Lord, keep leading us, keep feeding us. Give you all praise and honor and glory. I just ask you to bless this remainder of this evening, continued worship and adoration, Lord, in Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's just sing that song. You are the air I breathe. Your very word. Amen. You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. You are only presence living in me. You are my daily bread.
are my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
Amen. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
He is our everything. It's every word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth. Could we sing that song also sitting at your feet, and could we add the verses too from Sister Janelle? Janelle, you could feel free to come up if you want to. You'd more than, no pressure, but if you'd like to, we'd sure. Always a blessing.
I added the other one in there. So.
Oh, okay, thank you. Wonderful.
Top and first and last.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet. That is where my life is complete. Sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet. That is where is complete, sitting at his feet.
I love hearing him speak.
Amen.
It brings his
very, there we go. Yes. Amen. Sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet, rejoicing in his word. This is where our lives become one, sitting at his feet. Sitting at his feet. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now thy children shall be taught of the Lord, his kingdom is within you. God's word. Sitting at his feet,
this is eternal life,
that we might know the one true God, sitting at his feet, sitting at his feet. Blessed are your, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. There is nothing like that, is there? I think we may have gone a couple of times around, but that was beautiful. And because the principle and the reality of that, there's nothing that compares with that. Sitting at his feet, hearing his word. Amen. How blessed we are. All right, Nate, would you just close us in prayer tonight? Do you mind?
Thank you, Lord, for your word and for your voice and for a way back home, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All through the ages, Lord, we've been people who are wandering, trying to get back to what Adam lost, that fellowship with you. And you've restored that in this day, Lord, the ability to hear your voice. Thank you for the surety of it. And for just such a wonderful plan. What a marvelous plan, Lord. Help us to set aside all the other voices, everything else is clamoring for our attention, and just focus on you and that still small voice that speaks to us each and every day, Father, where it's what's going to get us out of here. Each need in each person's life here. Let's pray that you meet that. Bless us as we go, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you.